Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
It's like a perfect waking up song. It's like going down by the river, watch the sunrise. Dan Peek from the Haberdasher, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Always appreciate it when somebody can come into the studio and play for us, especially at this hour.
Yeah.
These are not musicians' hours, so I appreciate
Certainly
that.
Certainly not.
Yeah. You're going to play that, perhaps, and some other songs at LBMA Fest, and if you've been by Pine Grove Park in the last week, you've seen all the signs that say this Saturday,
yep.
LBMA Fest, and people that know what that means say, cool, that's going to be great, and then people say, what is an LBMA?
Yes, so...
Good morning, Josh.
Yes, thank you. Thank you once again for having me. So yeah, if you're looking for more info on it, you can definitely find it on Facebook, online, and then that's what I'm here to talk about, of course.
Right. Josh Raynard is the organizer of LBMA Fest, which LBMA is?
The Lake Bonesteel Music Association, which for the past 10 years, we've held the Blue Chiligrass Festival. So if you're used to that, very similar vibe, just on a smaller scale. And here in town rather than at Goodall's. So, yes, Pine Grove Park, this Saturday, we have music going from 12 until 8, with the Haberdasher taking the stage at 8, rounding off the evening for us. The other event we host throughout the year, which ties into this, is our Orphaned Instrument Auction. And that's where we do our music scholarship programs for young kids. So one of the really cool things we're going to have at the festival this year, in addition to the 9 acts we have performing on stage, is we have what we call the Instrument Petting Zoo. So Guitar Center has been a huge help with that. So this year we're going to be giving away a brand new Fender acoustic guitar, 2 Cordoba ukuleles, and a djembe. So the festival itself is 100% free. So anybody in town hearing this, anybody who sees it on Facebook, come on down, have a good time with us. And then for the kids, we have the Instrument Petting Zoo.
So I love that name, by the way, because that describes exactly what it is.
Yes. So, and the idea behind that is for some young kids who might be interested in music, maybe they see people on stage, but maybe they don't have somebody musical in their family. They don't have access to get their hands on a guitar for the first time or a ukulele. So that's exactly what this is for. We have some great talent who's going to be stationed there to give the kids a little bit of, you know, hands-on instruction. This is how you hold the guitar. It's how you hold the ukulele. This is how you strike the drum. And then those kids are able to enter in a free raffle. And right before Haberdasher takes the stage at 8 o'clock, we're going to give all those instruments away. So they don't have to pay to come to the festival. They don't have to pay to get into the raffle for the instruments itself. It's completely free. Thankfully, we've had, like I said, the help of Guitar Center. And then from past sponsors we've had, you know, we're able to put this festival on for free because a free festival costs a lot of money. I got to tell you.
Right.
You know, not to mention the money, but all the time and labor that it goes into it. I was just telling Dan, we've been working on this thing behind the scenes since about January or February.
Wow.
You know, so, yeah. You know, we're all the board members that are involved in this. I'm certainly not the only one, you know, who's getting their hands dirty.
Yeah.
You know, we all work, you know, normal jobs. We got families, we got kids, you know, all that type of stuff. So this is just something we're doing on top of our normal lives.
The idea of being able to get, you know, kids connected to music, I think is really important because otherwise you're not going to have, you know, kids coming up playing music and in bands. Dan, what was your entry into music?
I started playing when I was 17, so I was even kind of a late bloomer. Uh-huh. I never got to be in band or anything like that when I was in high school or, you know, middle school and elementary when most kids will start. And I grew up watching my uncle Ernie play guitar, that's pretty much what kind of like made me want to be like, yeah, I kind of want to try to play guitar. And then I got a guitar and everything else in my life kind of just went to the wayside, and I just fell in love with it. You know, I always did like a lot of sports and other stuff like that in high school, and as soon as I got a guitar, I'm just like, I'm just gonna do this.
What has last year been like for bands like yours and other musicians? Because, yeah, you can still write music and play music at home by yourself, but you haven't been able to get out into clubs. You haven't been able to have, you know, music festivals like we're going to see this weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting. We just played our first show back last Saturday. Like, we were able to do, you know, a couple, like, we did, like, a live stream last year, and then we got to play on one of the Shop Rock and Strolls that the city did. But that was pretty much it. You know, we kind of put our nose down to the grindstone and recorded our album because we have, you know, a studio in our practice space. And so we were able to record an album. And I think that's where a lot of musicians hopefully found themselves, was, like, taking this time to be super productive. And like, because we had to believe that we were going to get back to it at some point. So it's, you know, it's the time to put your nose to the grindstone and keep working on things and keep trying to, you know, get better. And yeah, it sucked because, you know, playing live music, that's like the most like emotional, like heartfelt thing that you can do, like with, you know, your art, you know, for musicians anyways. Yeah. So like, It was definitely rough, and, you know, it gets a little depressing sometimes, but, you know, as long as, you know, we just had to keep believing that we were going to get through it and get back to it.
I know musicians missed it. Audiences missed it. That's what's going to make Saturday, I think, really special, Josh, is this is going to be a celebration, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, as Dan said, I've seen, you know, some of the events that the city has put in around town, and, you know, I've definitely seen people out at them. So, yeah, I think this bigger event, you know, downtown is definitely going to draw a lot of people.
Pine Grove Park, all day Saturday, starts at noon. It's LBMA Fest, Lake Bonesteel Music Association, and bring the kids, bring everybody. Should we bring lawn chairs, coolers?
Yes.
What, just kind of plan ourselves, make a day of it?
Yeah, keep in mind, you know, it is a public park, so, you know, you're not supposed to be imbibing in alcoholic beverages or, you know, smoking or any of that sort of stuff. But yeah, bring your cooler, bring a lounge chair to sit in. We do have some great food vendors that are going to be out there for both food and drinks. You know, so, you know, come out with an appetite, support those local businesses. We are going to have a lot of vendors that are going to be selling all handmade crafts. You know, so that's going to be local artisans as well. There's going to be a large variety of stuff. In that sense, I know we have crocheted things, we have dried flowers, we have jewelry, you know, all sorts of stuff. The list goes on. So yeah, definitely come out, you know, be prepared for all that. And obviously LBMA does need your support. We do have brand new merch. As you can kind of see my shirt here, brand new artwork from Yeti in the Woods. Eddie Lee designed that for us. So we're going to have shirts and stickers. And then we have some re-image beverage koozies for all sizes, the tall, skinny ones or the short ones. So if you need something to put your beverage in, we're going to have those available. So definitely come out. And then if for some reason you're not available to come out or you're not comfortable being in the crowd, a great partnership we have with Schwank Soundstead, they're going to be doing a live stream of the entire event too.
Oh, great.
So if you're not in town, if you're out of town camping or something, but you still want to catch up on it, through the Schwank Soundstead Twitch, their website page, you'll be able to live stream. You'll be able to see everything that's going on and hear everything that's going on too.
Fun.
Really, you know, cool. So we're trying to make it as encompassing as possible so anybody has access to it.
That's fantastic. Great. This is Saturday, Pine Grove Park, all day. Dan, you want to play us out with another tune?
Absolutely.
Nice. This Saturday, all day in Pine Grove Park, LBMA Fest. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Really appreciate it very
Thank
much.
You for having
Have
us.
Fun. Check in with Caleb Gordon, see what's happening in our news headlines this morning.